On the Big Sports Breakfast, it's time to get the latest sporting news from the UK and Europe with Aussie journalist Jacqueline Magnay.
Morning, Jack.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Where are you in the world? 1 minute you're in Australia, you're seeing the boss. Were you at DW Stadium for the Sharks taking on Wigan in the World Club Challenge?
No, I wasn't. I'd actually just flown back. So I caught up with the press conference and the comments by Shane Flanagan. I was a little bit upset with the refereeing, but overall thought it was a great spectacle. But the loss by Cronulla Sutherland to Wigan and also the Brisbane loss to Warrington the night before has really given impetus to the rugby league, you know, chiefs over here to really go ahead with this World Club Challenge. You know, it had been on the wane, hadn't it? You know, they were trying to have six teams and only the two teams would go over this time. But it came about because Wayne Bennett was really behind the idea and he's been given a lot of credit. And so there's a lot of enthusiasm here about the whole concept and really trying to get it penciled in for 2018 because, of course, you've got the World Cup next year and a big year in rugby league, but we're hoping that the World Club Challenge will be going ahead next year bigger than better than ever, and that's because both of the Australian teams lost.
What do you think we're going to see when we see the F1 cars revealed this week?
Well, we're going to see some fatter tyres, some broader kind of chassis, and much faster lap times. You know, so, Christian Horner today from Red Bull was talking about 4 to 5 seconds a lap quicker. Jeez. He's saying that Daniel Ricciardo and Max Verstappen have been working very intensely on their neck strength, that's going to be a key physical factor for the drivers in being able to counter the G-forces as they go around the corners. There's testing next week. I am going to Barcelona for the testing, so I'll be able to report to you from there about the cars, and they'll be released this time next week. So there's a lot of excitement about it. Sauber released their car today, but in the next few days, all the big teams are going to be releasing their cars. It's all a big unknown, you know. Is there going to be some cars that come up with some radical idea that the others haven't thought of? And it's going to be a little bit of cat and mouse in the first few races to see how everything pans out. It's quite an exciting time for the F1 season.
John Coates, the Australian Olympic Committee president, seems to have his fingers in many pies, and now he's telling the organisers for Tokyo 2020 how the golf tournament should be run.
Well, he is. I mean, he is the chief, you know, IOC man in charge of Tokyo, so he does have some authority in this matter, and indeed, he has told them that they have to allow women onto the golf course as members. Otherwise, they'll look to another golf course to, you know, have that competition. And golf, as you know, is on very thin ice with the Olympics, having in Rio with the stars not turning up, and this is their last chance to actually make an impression. So I think there's quite a lot of pressure there for that to change. On the Olympics, Budapest, we've spoken about this a couple of weeks ago, it looks like it is going to pull out of the race for 2024 tomorrow, leaving just Paris and Los Angeles in that race for 2024. So, you know, there's a concern in the Olympic movement that a few of the major cities around the world are electing not to participate in bidding, and, you know, it's just coming down to the two major cities.
Jacqueline, this FA Cup match has just kicked off, 1 minute in, Sutton up against Arsenal, and it's on a grass pitch, a plastic grass pitch.
It is on a plastic grass pitch, which is quite interesting. I mean, this match, I'm just watching it now, is on BBC One. It's knocked off EastEnders. They've totally rescheduled. I mean, it's the classic David and Goliath. These players from Sutton, you know, only train part-time, 2 days a week. You know, we've got a, you know, scaffolder and a school teacher and an insurance salesman in the team up against the Arsenal superstars, although Arsene Wenger has not named his strongest side, hoping to keep his side fresh for the, you know, Premier League, which they're struggling in at the moment. They, you know, they got in Champions League, they got beaten 5-1 by Bayern Munich the other day. So he's obviously not putting the FA Cup top of his priority list, but Sutton certainly is, and it's a really exciting game. Everyone's tuned in.
Just got a message here from the boss.
That's my phone.
The boss says, say hello to Jacqueline for me. Good on you, Jack.
Thanks, guys.
He's a big fan of the program, Springsteen.
Oh, you'd be a big fan of Jacqueline.
He is. I think she would.
She's sort of on the level in terms of superstar status with Bruce Springsteen.
She's got a bit of an issue with him. Anyway.